Blog Good afternoon. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Let's Talk Truth. I want to thank you first for listening in. I'm your host, Lois, a.k.a. LG. And for the next 30 minutes, we will prayerfully share truth with each other, where we'll be expecting to stimulate our spiritual growth as well as our intellect. This is our first broadcast, and our goal in this endeavor is to present and elevate the keen sense of awareness of common voices like yours and mine, with an opportunity to be heard that can potentially and positively change the course of our lives. First, today, we're going to explore what we want to call the truth as we know it. In the weeks to come, we will also explore many different topics. First, let's discuss why it is necessary for the truth to be known. Now, one thing we know for certain, that without the truth, we would all be blind, and our lives as we know it would be unbearable. Now, let me ask you one question. Are your lives operating to its full potential? And if it is, where is the balance? Is it love that determines the balance? And is that the tool that affects the truth that surrounds our lives? First, we're going to venture off into the definition of love. Growing up, we asked each other or talked to each other about who we love, and we love this little boy and we love that little boy. By the time we got out of grade school, we didn't know where those people were, or we had forgotten them. Then somebody asked me one day, what is love to you? And as a kid, we said, well, love is an itch of the heart that nobody can scratch. So based on that, we want you to be able to know that love does come from the heart, and it produces a plethora of things that supports our day-to-day living. Now, what I'm saying when I ask you that question is what we believe determines the decisions that we make in our daily lives. On a daily basis, our lives are driven by what we believe, so what we believe has to have some semblance of truth to it, or it'll never be effective. Without truth, you have to understand things will run for so long, but then it will play out eventually. So I know this will start a whole new line of agreements and disagreements where people believe this and some people believe that. But in essence, there's only one truth that has to be told. Now, if what we believe is based on the truth, the question I'm going to ask you is, do you really know what truth is? Now, I had spoke to several people. I did a little survey, and I asked several people what they thought truth was, and they gave me, oh, it's a fact that can be proven. And I kept hearing this word fact, and I'm saying, but where do the facts come from? We can prove anything we want to prove if this is what we go for. So we have to understand that we have to move a little bit deeper to find out the true definition of truth. Now, let me ask you another question. And I want to know, am I the only one who feel that there is so much we want to say, but there is no place to say it, and there is no one to hear it? Now, I know if you'll be honest with yourself, all of you feel that way. Because we look at a number of different things. Just take television, for instance. We can look at several programs on TV or documentaries or whatever it is we look at, and we get to the point where we want to say, oh, my goodness, if they had just said this, the outcome would have been different. Or if I was on there, I would have said that, and the outcome would have been different. So, but no matter how many times you say that, it all stays where? Within. So I'm just led to do a program where common people like me and you and whomever, not that I'm calling everybody common, but we're not of a celebrity status. We don't have six-figure salaries, and we don't drive cars that cost six figures. So this would put us in a category where people would say we're just common. So if you ask me what do I know about truth, no one is going to really listen to me because I don't have the funds to back it up. But how many people know that truth doesn't come with a price tag? You cannot buy truth. If you think you can, ask some of these people that's going to prison, the people that have money that they can pay for themselves to get out of prison. You can't buy that. So truth has to be something that is told, it's effective, it's positive, and it lasts. So with that said, we have all been in that position. Now, I'm old school, so I believe that the same truth that was told back in the day, because you know we deal on this, you are from back in the day, you're old school, you're old fashioned, but the thing that molded our youth back then still molds them today, because I don't care what changes around you, truth doesn't change. Yeah, times change, situations change, technology changes, but truth remains the same. But I believe we don't see it that way. We often change our truth based on our latest gadgets or what's going on or how many times something appears on a television show or something of that nature. We base our truth on that. Let me give you a prime example. I tell my children this all the time. We look at, my kids started out with a Nintendo, and then they upgraded that to something else and upgraded that to something else. So every time technology upgrades, we're told that what we have is not as good. We need to upgrade with it. How many of us know that we're just spending money, that we should be able to, whatever was good for my child today should be good for them tomorrow. So these are the things that we that really mold our lives and cause us to do a number of things that keep us broke, keep us controlled. So I'll say again, the truth of the things that once molded the minds of our young people back in the day doesn't have to change to accommodate our youth for today. Okay, and I will say this, we're being spoon-fed through society. Whatever society deems to be the truth, and a great number of us have swallowed these untruths, hook, line, and sinker. So with that said, I myself, back in the day, I've been around for quite a few years. However, if you ask my adult children, they will all tell you that I'm 25. But I have been hoodwinked and bamboozled from my early years to the present. So it does my heart good to talk about that thing that has destroyed relationships, big and small. But as we mature, it is so necessary that we tell the truth and tell it as it should be told. You can look at something, but what your eyes see doesn't necessarily mean it's true. We have to, you know, somebody may tell me, you're overweight. Compared to what? Compared to who? Why do I have to be overweight and you're skinny? Who sets these guidelines? You know, who sets the precedence for this, the things that we're calling truth? I will say this, anytime the truth is told, it's something that will not make you angry. It will not tear you down. It will always be uplifting, and the truth will always be received. So that, with that said, how many of us still believe we're telling the truth? And I'm going to tell you something else about the truth. It does not come with working your neck and telling people off, but you find that in so many times that what started the fight? I just told the truth. How does truth start a fight? So these are the things that we need to focus on. And believe it or not, this segment or what we're talking about now, this thing that's called truth, we just need to understand it so that our lives can be better. And I mean better, from home to church to work, everywhere we go, even in the shopping centers. If we go grocery shopping, if we walk out in the truth, I promise you our lives will be better. So I want to take you back a little bit, and I want you to know, do you remember back in the day when the question that everyone's lips was television? How is television affecting our children? Well, let me tell you something. We don't have to focus so much on what's affecting our children as much as what's affecting the parents of our children. We've got to be aware that if there is an intent to destroy the body, then you merely have to destroy the head. And parents who are the head of our children, we spend the majority of our day being entertained. So, are you asking yourself, what's wrong with being entertained? Well, let me say this. Allow me to examine the word entertainment, because just about everything that we do has some form of entertainment. So if parents are being entertained the majority of that day, can you tell me what example we're passing on to our children? Now, before you say that it's something wrong with my head for saying us about being entertained, let's tear that word apart. If we take the first part, enter, that means to come into. Tain is to possess or hold. Ment is a state of being. Now, let's put that word all together. Entertainment, to come into, possess, and keep individuals in a state of possession via one's consciousness. So, the world knows how to get to you to keep you controlled. Because if we're always focusing on one thing, then that doesn't give us an option to do what we necessarily need to do. Let me go back. I've seen a commercial on TV, and it's a bus. And when the kids get off the bus, everyone is texting. And when they get out, there's this roll of paper that just covers that bus that rolls out. Well, now, we laugh at that, but that concept is really true. If your head is down texting all day long, what are you paying attention to? Where is your focus? It's not on what's right. It's not on moving on. And so we have been trapped, and we're possessed by something that entertains us. I always felt the cell phone was, you know, it's a mobile phone, and you're supposed to talk when you're mobile, when you're moving about. I text someone that's in a meeting that cannot necessarily stop and answer their phone. But now young people text, old people too. I used to say it was just young people, but it's young people as well. They text everything. You know, just one word. What you doing? Send. Nothing. Send. And that takes all day long, when we really don't have that sort of time to waste, because the things that we necessarily need to do is going undone. And we're told that this is how we have to keep it up. And I promise you, if you try to change the actions of some of our people from doing it, they will literally talk bad to you. So these are some of the gadgets that's been put in place that through our consciousness has stopped us from receiving what's true and what's real in our lives. So now, can we really agree that we spend the majority of our waking moments being entertained? So, you know, we just, you have to understand that through our daily travels, we encounter different forms of entertainment. Now, we go to movies, there's televisions, nightclubs, parties, and in some cases, the church. So ask yourself again, what is wrong with a little harmless entertainment. Well, one thing that we know that gears us from the truth, entertainment makes us laugh, it makes us cry. It also forces us to exercise. So how harmful can it be? Well, the truth is we never participate in that dialogue that we're receiving, nor are we participants in how it's presented to us. We just merely react to what we're being exposed to, not realizing that we're really exercising our faith in believing that any particular exposure is the truth. So we have to understand what's really right there before our face. We tell people all the time, thou shalt not lie, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie. But lying can become so easily put out there, and the truth can be so washed up in just a matter of seconds. Depends on the presentation that you have. So one thing that I want this broadcast to do, I wanted to stir up and initiate some reaction to people. Eventually, we're going to have everything where you can call in. I want you to call in. I welcome you to call in. We'll have a chance to discuss. You tell me what your thoughts are. I'll tell you what my thoughts are, and we'll meet somewhere in the middle. So this is what we have to understand. Know that you are welcome to participate in this Let's Talk Truth segment. I want you to. And because if you do, then I'll know that you are as interested as I am in putting something out there so that we can understand we need to look at life a little bit differently than we have been. I was praying one day, and I was praying about prosperity. And, you know, the Holy Spirit just blessed me to know that God said, I gave you everything in life and made it simple for you. And I thought about it. I said, God did make things simple. I said, but we have complicated it with stuff. How do we complicate our lives with stuff? Because we believe that we have to have this and we have to have that and we have to go here and we have to go there in order for us to be accepted or for us to be a part of a group that's popular or whatever the case may be. It has deterred us from what is truly and actually out there for us. So this is how these are some of the things we have to be aware of. As adults, we should be alert. We tell our children all the time, be alert when you're walking to school. Be alert, be alert. But as adults, we're not alert enough to recognize when the truth has been evaded, when we're not really hearing what's going on. We have to absolutely understand that it's important to Let's Talk Truth. We have people that are in leadership positions who will sit down and tell you something that's not true, and we grab it and build our lives on it. And we wonder why things are falling out of place. It's falling out of place because we're not absolutely operating in the realm of truth as it should be. Everything has an angle. You tell the truth with a spin on it because this is what keeps us controlled. Sometimes, have you ever thought about how controlled we are? We're controlled in everything we do because society says you're too this and you're too that. I need long hair. I need short hair. I look better with this. I look better with a tattoo. I look better with a nose ring. I look better with this. When in reality, I believe God made us who we are. When are we going to be proud of that? When are we going to be proud of what's there, the truth about it? I am who I am. Accept me or leave me alone. And these are the things that we have to instill in our children. half of the things that cause our children to be kicked out of school, fighting, stealing, is because they don't feel accepted. Another boy can buy Air Jordans. Another kid can't. So they feel inferior. So here the fight starts. One little boy kills a little boy for some cell phone or some gadget. That's because they don't know the truth about what they're doing. They don't realize that what I am comes from within. We need to instill that into our people. What I am is instilled in me. I'm what God made me. I will be no more than what he made me, and I will definitely not be any less than what he made me. So when are we going to get around to building the self-esteem of our children by giving them the truth? You are not, you don't have to be a part of something that causes you to come out of what God made you. So these are the things that Let's Talk Truth should be about. There have been times, and I don't know if you all have experienced it or not, but I look at talk shows, and you see a talk show, an hour show, and they may have five guests. Well, by the time the commercials play, that talk show has gone from an hour to maybe 35 minutes. And you look around, and then there are five people that's talking about themselves. But in 35 minutes, five people, how much have you learned about those people? Absolutely nothing. So merely, once again, you were just entertained for a minute because you didn't learn anything. You didn't grow. Truth makes us grow. Truth builds us. And this is something that we fail to realize anytime we are sharing something. Now, if you look at some of the television programs that our families are being exposed to, but first, let's go back, way back. Now, some of you won't be able to go back that far because you're not old enough, but because it was before your time. But for you, those of you that can't go back that far, I'm going to attempt to paint you a picture for your mind's eye to see. Back in the day, mostly the television programs were shows like Gunsmoke, where everybody knew that show was not real. There is not a sheriff now that's going to stand in the middle of the street, face every criminal, and he get the shot off every time. The men that did get shot and fell in the street, their hats never came off their heads. How real is that? No matter how they fell, their hats never came off their heads. So every kid that played in a Western played cowboys and robbers, they could do it with a stick. They didn't go get daddy's real gun and shoot at anybody. So that's what you have to understand, what is real and what is not. Now, everyone, let's take the show Bewitched. This witch could wiggle her nose and change the fate for everybody. Everybody knew that wasn't real, because you can't twitch your nose that fast, number one. And now, in today's society, everything on television is a reality show. Everything, this is reality TV, reality show. And what's so sad about it, we are buying this as if it's the real thing. This is actually how lives are supposed to be. Now, in a reality show, now, it's not something to be proud of, or it doesn't give us the difference between what's real and what's not real. Only reality shows now, all you have to do to get your own reality show is to spend some time in jail, go to rehab. The things that were taboo back in the day, this makes us big celebrities now. What happened to the truth back in the day when everything that we do we wanted to keep our good name. We truly wanted to represent a man and a woman as God has set forth for us to be represented. So when are we going to realize what we're showing our kids and what we're presenting to them? That's not reality. Our young babies now learning how to say the B word at least 20 times in one sentence, because that's all they're doing. Everybody is a B on TV. And the men learn how to manipulate women. They're between one woman, their wives, and nothing is sacred anymore. So you know what I say to this? And the beat goes on, and it goes on and on and on. Now, if we want to examine how we have arrived at the truth as we know it, but there's only one way to examine it. And that has to be done through what we believe. And if what you believe is truth does not line up with the Word of God, then it's not truth. It's merely your opinion. And we should stop listening to another person's opinion about what is real and what's not in our lives. We need to really examine ourselves. So let's get down to, we're going to make this a better show because we're going to explore other topics such as running against the wind, and a topic that deals with the fact that when you hear a lady say, "We've been married 50 years, but the first 49 were hell." You know, we're going to examine the truth about things like that. So I want you all to feel free to listen in, give me your feedback or anything, because I'm just a person that's here trying to bless somebody else. Now, getting down to the last, I believe we have just about 3 minutes to go, but I do want to say as I leave you today, always remember that if what you believe does not line up with the Word of God, it's only your opinion. And give your opinion where opinions are needed. And only then, because if we say, "Let's talk truth," that's exactly what we want it to be. And we're going to also be coming forth in July with a magazine, a monthly magazine that's going to go out, and it's called Let's Talk Truth. But the thing about it, so uniquely, we're going to ask the public to be the ones to put everything in, you know, to do the stories and all the articles. So that's what we're going to do, okay? Now, if we, so I hope, you know, you all have enjoyed everything, and I know I've enjoyed doing it. I'm a little nervous because this is my first time, but hopefully we'll be able to give you a better job every time we forward. So until we get you next time, this is Lois, AKLG, leaving you and saying that I'm loving you with the heart of God. Thank you.